So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Ganava Pishnaim, Vitavach Machra Pi Erechar, Oya Pi Atzmai. If two witnesses testify that someone stole an animal, and then only one ate testified, or the Ganav himself admitted in Bezdin that he also slaughtered or sold the animal. Misham Tashlumi Kefil, Ve'ein Misham Tashlumi Dal Behe. The Ganav pays the owner Kefil, but he does not also pay Dal Behe because Dal Behe is a Knas, a penalty, and Moidib Knas Potter. One who admits to owing a Knas is Potter. The Gemara cites the source in the Pasuk, Asher Yarshin Elikim, Yisham Shnaim L'Riehu. One who is liable through Bezdin pays the Knas of Kefil, Prat L'Mashiyas Atzmai. This excludes one who is liable by his own admission that he does not pay the Knas. The Gemara cites a Machlekes Rav Shmuel regarding Moidib Knas of Achakach Bo Edim. If a person admitted in Bezdin that he owes a Knas, and afterward two Edim came and confirmed that he owes the Knas, Rav Amapater Ushmuel Amachayev. And the Gemara explains, Rav holds Moidib Knas of Achakach Bo Edim Pater, he is exempt from paying the Knas, because there is a second source for Moidib Knas Pater in the Pasuk, Im Himatze Timatze B'Yodah HaKaneva Shnaim Yishalem. The superfluous words Himatze Timatze teach, Im Himatze Be'edim Timatze B'dayanin, Prat L'Mashiyas Atzmai. Only one who is liable through Edim and Bezdin pays the Knas of Kefil. The one who admits does not pay the Knas. Therefore, the first source teaches Moidib Knas V'loi Bo Edim, Pater. And the second source teaches that even Moidib Knas V'Achakach Bo Edim, Pater. While Shmuel holds, Moidib Knas V'Achakach Bo Edim is Chayiv, he is liable to pay the Knas, because there is only one source for Moidib Knas, and the Pasuk of Himatzi Timatzi is needed to teach that a Ganav pays Kefil, as previously mentioned on Daf Samach Dalet. The Gemara proceeds with a related machlekes in the Braisa. Ro Edim Shememashmashin Uboin V'Amaganavti Avaloi Tavachti V'Loi Mecharti. If someone stole and slaughtered an animal, and when he realized that Edim were about to testify against him, he quickly admitted in Bezdin before the Edim came that he stole the animal, but he denied that he also slaughtered or sold the animal. Einam Shalom Elikaren. Tanakama holds that even if the Edim ultimately did testify, he pays only the principal, but he does not pay Kefil and Dal Vehe. Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Shimon disagrees and says, Yivo Edim Be'idu. If the Edim testify, he is liable to pay the complete Dal Vehe. The Gemara explains, according to Shmuel, the Machlekes Tanakama of Rebbe Lazar Reb Shimon must be the same as Machlekes Rav Shmuel, as follows. The Tanakama concurs with Rav that Moidib Knas V'Achach Bo Edim Pater. Therefore, he is Pater Mekefil because he was Moidib Knas on the Gneva, even though the Edim testified afterward, and he is Pater Medal V'Hei, even though he was not Moidib on the Tevichel Mechira, because as Rashi explains, Kivin the Mekefil Mifter, Havalei Tashlumi Shleish V'Aba V'Hani Leksivi. He can only be liable for a knas that amounts to dalet v'hei, but not for a knas that would amount to only gimel v'dalet, since there is no kefil amount. While Rebbe Elazar Reb Shimon concurs with Shmuel that moidib knas ba'achkach bo edim chayiv, and therefore he is chayiv b'kefil, and certainly chayiv b'dalet v'hei through the edim who testified after he was moidib knas. Accordingly, Shmuel concurs only with Rebbe Elazar Reb Shimon, but not with the Tanakama. However, according to Rav, perhaps both agree with Rav that Moidib Knas V'Achach Bo Edim Potter. And Rebbe Elazar Reb Shimon rules Chayev only in this case of Ro Edim, Shememashmashin Uboin, Mishum de Kumaydi Machmas B'Isusa de Edim. He was not Moidib Knas by his own volition, but only because he knew that the Edim would testify against him. However, Rebbe Elazar Reb Shimon agrees that he is Potter in the case of Moidib Ma'atzmai. If it was Moidib Knas by his own volition, not knowing that Edim would testify, he's Pater even if the Edim did testify afterwards. The Gemara now elaborates on Rav's opinion of Moidib Knas of Achach Bo Edim Pater, and qualifies as follows. He's only Pater from paying the Knas of Dal Behei in the case of Ba'im Ganavti Uvo Edim Shaganav. Only if the Ganav first admitted that he stole the item, and then Edim confirmed that he stole the item. Because Shari Chayev Atzmoy Bekaren. The Haida was sincere, because his admission obligates him to pay the principal amount, which is not a knas. However, he is not potter from paying the knas of Dal Vehei in the case of Amma Leginavti Uvo Edim Shaganav. If the Ganav first denied that he stole the item, and Edim testified that he did steal the item, in which he is Chayev Kefil, V'chazav Amar Tavachti Macharti Uvo Edim Shetavachu Machar, and the Ganav then admitted that he also slaughtered the animal, and the Edim later confirmed the Tvicha. In this case, he is chayav to pay dal v'hei, even though he was moided to the tzvicha, because shari pater asma meklum. The haida was not sincere, because his admission did not obligate him in anything, since he was already chayav bekaren through the edim. He admitted merely to exempt himself from the dal v'hei. Ravashi Masnitin Nubraisa Namidaika. Ravashi points out that support for this distinction can be found in our Mishnah and in the Braisa. However, the Gemara suggests that this distinction is actually machlokes in another Braisa. Hoishnaim me'idin sheganav, vohishnaim me'idin seshtavach ha'machar. If two Edom testify that he stole the animal, and two other Edom testify that he slaughtered the animal, who's mu'ed de geneva, edu shabat l'miktsas abat l'kula. If the edu geneva becomes zaymin, but not the edu tvicha, the edu geneva pay kefil, but the edu tvicha, even if they later did become zaymin, do not pay dal behay, because the edu's tvicha was already disqualified before through the azama of the edu geneva. Shemein geneva in tvicha ve'mechira, as the accused might have bought the animal and slaughtered it legally. Who's me'ed de tvicha? Who misham tashlumi kefil, ve'hem misham tashlumi shloisha. If only the edu tvicha became a zaymin, but not the edu geneva, the Tanakama holds that the accused pays kefil to the owner for the geneva, because the edu geneva remained valid, and the edu zaymin pay the additional gimel for their false edus tvicha. Mishum sumchas amru, hein misham tashlumi kefil, ve'hu misham tashlumi shloisha v'shnayim. Sumchas says the edu zaymin pay the kefil, and the accused pays the additional beis v'gimel. And the Gemara explains that Simchas actually does agree with the Tanakhama in the case just described. However, Simchas refers to a different case as follows. Two Edom first testified that he stole the animal. Amalahu in Ganavti, v'tavachti u'macharti, mi u'loi befneichem Ganavti. The Ganav said, it's true that I stole the animal and I also slaughtered it, but you did not witness any part of it. V'aisi sahadi v'azmi'inu, d'loi ba'apai Ganav. The Ganav then brought Edom who were indeed Meizim, the Edi Geneva, who must now pay kefil to the Ganav. The Aisi Balabai Sahadi Vas Idu Be the Ganav Etavach Umachar. The owner then brought two other Edom who confirmed that the Ganav both stole and slaughtered the animal. The Gemara now explains. All agree that Haidah the Geneva Lav Haidahu. The Ganav's admission to the Geneva does not exempt him from the Knas, because Machmas Edom Hu the Kamoida. He admitted to the Geneva merely because he was afraid of the first Edom, because he could not assume that he would find Edom to be mazam them. Therefore, he pays kefil through the second legitimate Edom. Ubaidah's tvicha kemiflagi. And the machlekes is in whether his admission to the tvicha exempts him from the knas of beis v'gimel. The Tanakama holds, haidah de tvicha haidahi, upater. He's exempt from beis v'gimel because it is a valid haidah, even though he was paiter asma meklum. While Simchas holds, haidah de tvicha lav haidahi v'chayiv. He is liable for Beis V'Gimel because it is not a valid Haidah since he was Paiter Asma Meklum. The Gemara concludes that this is not necessarily so. Perhaps all agree that Haidah de Tzvicha lav Haidah hivichayv. At the Machlekes is in a completely different halacha, that of Eidah Shi'iyat Yochel Azima. The second legitimate Eidim cannot possibly become Zayman because the Ganav admitted that he stole in their presence. The Tanakama holds lo have Eidus. Their testimony is disqualified, and therefore the Ganav is pater from Beis V'Gimel because he was made to be knas. While Simchas holds Havi Edus, their testimony is valid, and therefore the Ganav is chayev in Beis V'Gimel through the Edom, and the Seidah was not valid because he was Peter Atzmai Meklum.